This is episode 998. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you today? I want to welcome you to day 3 of the series we're exploring this week. We explore a different series every single week, experimenting with different meditation techniques along the way. So in each episode of this series, you get a different meditation technique that you can take into your own meditation today. Or maybe you're getting ready to fall asleep, or you're walking around doing your errands. However you're listening to this, it's all good. These techniques you can benefit from whether you're seated meditating or whether you are out in the midst of a busy day. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, customized around a theme, as I mentioned, and I'm excited to share today's technique with you, and that is a breathing technique. So throughout this series, you've been discovering how to create a quest of your own. For many of you, that might be a meditation quest, just as it was for me 2.5 years ago when I started this podcast. I had been meditating for over a decade when I started this podcast, but I wanted to take my meditations to the next level. I wanted to continue to learn and grow on a daily basis more than what I might get from going to weekend seminars or retreats here and there throughout the year. I wanted to do something daily. I wanted to apply it. I didn't want to just sit and learn something. I wanted to take it into my meditation and benefit from it. And I found that techniques for me bridged the gap between when I was seated calmly on my meditation cushion and when I was right smack in the busiest part of my day. I could do the techniques as a way to keep myself attuned to the peace, the energy, the clarity from my meditation ritual. So that's why I created a meditation quest. And in this week's series, soon I will be celebrating 1,000 meditation episodes. I haven't missed a day of creating a meditation since I started this quest. So I'll be coming up on 1,000 created guided meditations. Now, I leave the techniques here with you that I share on the podcast for you to take into your own meditation ritual. But if you'd like to be guided in a meditation and go a little deeper with your ritual or learn how to meditate, you can do that where I release a brand new episode and you get access to all those meditations, almost 1,000 of them. And you can do that on my website, which is at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there I have a membership subscription site, soon to be an app, but right now it's a membership site. And you can try it out for 2 weeks absolutely free. You get a slow down guide and a journal that goes along with each series, which is kind of handy and very nice. So for the episode today, the technique I want to share with you is a technique you can do on your quest. So I'm going to call it your quest breath. So get ready for your quest breath, but I want to share a little more insight with you as you create your own quest. And I want to share that insight by referring to one of my favorite quest books by Chris Gullibo, and it's called The Happiness of Pursuit. It's a little twist on the pursuit of happiness. He calls his book The Happiness of Pursuit. And he titles it, Finding the Quest That Will Bring Purpose to Your Life. And I couldn't agree more. My quest truly has brought purpose to my life. I do it every day. It's changed my life. It's opened up all kinds of opportunities in my own meditation ritual. I've learned so much. I've met so many of you. I've had the chance to teach thousands and hundreds of thousands. Actually, I think a couple million now people how to meditate. And so your quest can become a cornerstone of your life. Before I guide you through the breathing technique, I want to share a few insights from Chris Golubu's book, The Happiness of Pursuit. And he mentions that a quest has a few key features, including a clear goal, a real challenge, and a set of milestones along the way. And I talked about that in the previous two episodes about creating structure, becoming very clear about your quest and the challenges you may face along the way. The next insight he reveals in his book is to pay attention to the ideas that draw your interest, especially the ones you can't stop thinking about. And I want to share with you, on this note, a personal story. When I first started this episode a few days ago, I wasn't really sure what my new quest would be. I'll still continue with my meditation quest, but I wanted to create another quest. And so, just as Chris mentions, pay attention to the ideas that draw your interest, a real challenge, and things you can't stop thinking about. So something that I can't stop thinking about, and it's not a very positive thought that I think of in regard to this, is where I currently live. I live in a beautiful area, but I don't appreciate it. I compare it to other places that I've lived, but I need to remain in this area for at least two more years. And sometimes I feel really stuck or trapped here. So I decided to take this pain point and create a quest out of it. So what I've decided to do is to, once a month, venture out and explore a new area around me, and not just go there and check that off my list, but to get out and really explore it, learn about it, meet new people who might be there, and start to appreciate where I am, because I'm in an amazing area, really, and I want to learn how to appreciate it more. And so this is my quest. After a year, I will have visited and explored in depth 12 new areas around my location. And so I also want to add to this quest that I want to get myself out of the area overseas, which I love to travel. I want to add on to that and take myself out of the area and go overseas to another country at least twice a year. And I usually do that, but I want to make sure that I actually do it, that it's a goal, and I spend time really focusing on where I want to venture to. So this is a way for me to take a pain point and create something exciting and positive about where I currently live, and also to keep myself focused on all there is out in the world outside of where I live. So think about for yourself maybe creating a quest around a pain point you have or a challenge you have. And then the third insight I want to share from Chris's book is how once you start a quest and pursue one, you'll find it so rewarding and fulfilling that you may become addicted to it. He says, some people are motivated primarily by creating and sharing. When they finish one project, they immediately look for another. And I find that that's what I did. As I come up on the 1,000th episode that I've created on my meditation quest that I started 2.5 years ago. Here I am starting a new quest. So this may just happen to you too. Well, for the meditation technique today, it's a breathing technique that you can do as you create your quest. When you start to feel stressed, you could do this to calm your mind and body. You can also do it to help you focus if you're trying to motivate yourself in any way along the journey of your quest. And it's a breathing technique that has a count that goes like this. You're going to inhale to the count of 6. Then you're going to hold your breath to the count of 8. And then you're going to exhale for the count of 6. And then you're going to hold your breath for the count of 8 again. So you're going to create a rectangle with your breath, because the holding part will be a little bit longer than when you inhale and exhale. So I'll guide you through it once together, and then you go and do it in your own meditation ritual. Sit down and do this breathing technique, or you could do it as you're walking, just as long as you're not operating something that you need to focus on. And if you find that holding your breath or inhaling for the count of 6 or 8 is a little too long for you, just reduce it. Inhale to the count of 4, and then hold your breath to the count of 6. Exhale to the count of 4, hold your breath to the count of 6. Just switch up the numbers. You could really do it to any count you want. Make sure that you don't feel lightheaded as you do it. So here you go. Sit up straight, eyes closed nicely, slightly elevated, keeping your thoughts uplifted. And inhale through your nose, a nice, even breath to the count of 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it. Continue doing a few more rounds of this breath. If you could do 2 more rounds, that would be fantastic. And then go into your meditation, enjoying the stillness and the sensations you experience in your body. You've worked really hard to get to that point, so make sure you spend some time enjoying that stillness. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.